Hello, Dr. Hodgerams. Cassie speaking.
Oh, hello, Cassia, is it?
Yes, Cassia. How can
yes,
I help?
Cassia. Sorry, my dear. It's Janice Pavlidis for John Pavlidis. I did send through an email yesterday to you. I'm just looking at John's forms, and I thought what I should do is just pay the gap to you now, if that's okay.
Oh, sure, you can do that now. That's no problem.
Yeah,
you would like to do it over the phone with your card?
Yes, I'll do it over the phone, and I would remind me to check the email address that I have to send these forms to, because
just reply back to the ones that we sent it from, the admin at Breezy.
Oh, yes.
Just reply
all
back.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Because it had .com on one and I didn't know if there was an AU missing, that's all.
No, there's no AU. It's just admin at BreezyNT.com.
That's why it wasn't there.
You just reply to the email that we sent.
I can do that. I didn't sleep last night and I'm not thinking straight.
That's so okay.
If I do this today and John's only signed one of them, I'll have to wait for him to come back. Then what I'll do is I'll book into the hospital over the weekend.
That sounds perfect. So when you're ready, if you just want to read out the card number on the card, please.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, and it's for $500 that you're taking from today.
It is. And you know what? I haven't checked any of these item numbers or anything, because at the end of the day, John has to have this operation. And
you should call and check with your health fund, though, just to make sure, because it would make a big difference with the price with the hospital.
Look, do you know what? I have been in this hospital fund for most of my life, and I know that they will pay 100% on that. I've got no excess or anything like that, so I'm not concerned about that, as long as it is a hospital they're affiliated with, and I don't see why it wouldn't be. But anyway, look, I'll look into that, okay?
Yeah, sure.
If you're concerned about it.
it's just sometimes people do get called out if they don't know their cover and stuff. Just so that you make sure you're covered for your ENT level of cover.
I understand, and I'd be very surprised if I wasn't. But that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll give you the MasterCard number then, will I?
Thank you, please.
Yes, it's 5523 5052 7720 9602. Yes, thank you. And then the expiry is 0827.
Yeah. And then the security CVV?
Yes.
It's
402.
402. Just processing that.
And if this all goes accordingly, this account, I don't think I even have to claim on the hospital or Medicare. That's all done for me, isn't it?
Yes. So as long as you're covered for the item numbers on the thing, after the surgery, we will just bill your health fund and Medicare directly for the remainder.
Right.
Yeah. Because we're known gap billing. Yeah. So that went through fine. And I'll send you a copy of the receipt that you've paid the gap payment to Dr. Hodge in a minute.
Thank you.
We will just need the consent form and the quote signed and sent back when you're ready.
That's right. And the other thing is I've had John doesn't take any tablets at all, but there's a lot on here, isn't there? But I've just had a look on here. He does take krill oil, which would be the same as fish oil.
Yes, if he could stop that, please.
He would have to stop that now, wouldn't he?
Yes,
there's nothing
please.
Else on here that I can't. He takes some glucosamine, as well, but I don't know actually what you would call that or how you pronounce it, but it's just for his joints and everything.
So it was fish oil and glucosamine. Definitely the fish oil. I can double check about the glucosamine if you like, just to make sure.
So I'll say you're stopping
fish oil. And I'm just going to check the glucosamine and I'll let you know about that.
Or you can probably just email me, can you?
Yes.
Or is that what you're going to do?
I'll email or call you once I get a reply, But I'll say that he's stopping the fish oil today.
Yes, for sure. And it's fine to just leave a message.
Okay.
I know you
follow it, if because you'll probably miss me, that's all.
Sure, I'll leave a voice message then if I miss you. That's no worries
Thank
at all.
You.
Yeah, and just to let you know, we usually will call you probably the Friday before the Tuesday surgery to give you the admission and fasting times of the day of surgery. So we do that from Dr. Hodge rooms. If we don't call on Friday for some reason, it would be because we're still shuffling the list, and we would call you at the very latest on Monday morning. But we do try and call on Friday before.
Yeah, but there's probably some information here that says when John, it wouldn't be too late to start fasting on the Monday, would it though?
No, we only get you to fast for 6 hours before you admit.
Right.
So if some patients have late admission times, if it's later on the list, they're allowed to have breakfast if it's 6 hours before admission. So we'll confirm all of that.
Good.
So he can eat and drink as normal the day before. So there's no issues there.
Okay.
And
Oh, sorry. Just one more thing. I'm really sorry. But
that's okay.
from my memory, and we've had a few operations between us. Generally, when I book into a hospital online, I think it asks you when you've had your last blood test. Is that correct? Yes, okay.
Some of them do. I'm not sure about the St. Andrews one.
I thought that they like to look back on them to check, I don't know if it's your kidneys or something like that, they do a check on. But anyway, John goes to the doctors today to get his license renewed. So he's actually due to have his blood test. And whichever way it goes, well, they will be available. I just mightn't know the exact date, that's all.
That's okay. If he was going to have it, in the next couple of days, well, it will be ready wherever if they need to look it up.
That's right. If they ask for a specific date, I might be a day out because he won't have them on the weekend. He'd have them next week. But all good. Okay. Well, thank you.
That's no problems. Thanks for the payment. I'll send you the receipt shortly, and you can just reply back to our emails with the forms when you're ready.
Yes, I will do that when I get another signature. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.